As we do each and every week, it is time to go inside the ropes.
For a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week, let's go inside the ropes.
It is our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. If you think you're ready for the third toughest course on the PGA Tour, take one of golf's ultimate tests at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. First topic, it's pretty much my favorite topic in the world of golf, and that is Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods joined Scott Van Pelt this past Tuesday on ESPN Radio, right here on this very station, ESPN Radio 760, and he talked about his comeback. He said right now he's riding a stationary bike as part of his rehabilitation from his knee injury. He didn't set a timetable for his return, but he did say it's getting better. I'm finally able to start doing some rehab, start moving this thing around. It's been nice to be active again. He said he can actually start putting if he wants to. He can now, right now, start putting, but he said he doesn't have any interest. He doesn't want to start putting right now. He says, I'm not going to be competing until next year, so I've got another 5 months to kill. I don't want to jump the gun. I'm not going to start putting just yet. I'm not even thinking about golf right now. He said he'll be hitting balls at some point next year, no sooner. So, Pat, I ask you, when will we first see Tiger Woods on the PGA Tour in 2009?
That is an excellent question, Russ, and I think it's going to be longer than people think. And here's my rationale, just by what Tiger just said there. I think he's been flirting for the last decade or so with his left knee and whatever other ailments he has. And he's been battling doctors saying, you know, they've been telling him, hey, take 3 weeks off. He takes a week off. Take, you know, a month off. He takes a week off. So, you know, he's always been battling on the opposite side, I think, of what the doctors say in terms of less rehab, less inactivity for I'm going to do it my way. My mind rules my body, not the other way around. So I'm going to tell you what to do. I think this is the first time, you know, at age 32, that he's actually going to start listening to his body a little bit and say, I'm going to go a little extra and make sure this thing is okay before I get back. Now, the main thing that's going to drive him back is the Masters. That's the one thing I think that he absolutely wants to play next year. So I think you will see him play in the Masters. Now, Ernie Els has commented and said, look, I had the same type of knee injury and it took me X amount of months. So Ernie's pegged it at Bay Hill. He thinks that's when he'll play. I'm not so sure. I think, you know, in the past, Tiger would say, you know, I need some kind of a tune-up to get ready for this. But he just won the U.S. Open with no tune-up. So maybe that thought process is now out of his head. I think the first time you're going to see him is honestly the Masters. I think he could come back and play earlier than that if he really wanted to. But I think he wants to make absolute sure that everything is in as working order as it could be in to give himself a good run for the next 4 or 5 years. Because that's when he's going to surpass Nicklaus's major record. And I don't think you're going to see him rush back. If he did come back, I think it would be for Bay Hill. Right. I don't think it would be for Doral. I don't think it would be for the match play or Torrey Pines. I think he's going to wait, just like you said, till the first of the year. He'll start the putting and all that other kind of stuff and get himself ready as he can do. And I think you'll see him the first time in the Masters.
I think you're almost exactly right, Pat. I think it's going to be either Bay Hill or the Masters. I mean, Tiger just told us he can start putting right now, but he doesn't want to. He doesn't even want to think about golf right now because he's got 5 more months to kill, as he put it, before he can start hitting golf balls. So he's not going to even start hitting balls until January 2009. So there's no way he's going to go from hitting a golf ball for the first time in 6 months to playing like 3 weeks later at the Buick at Torrey Pines. So, you know, any tournament in January is totally out of the picture, likely February as well. So that takes care of match play. He already missed a chance to defend his title at the PGA Championship this week at Oakland Hills. He's going to miss his chance to defend his title at Torrey, at the Buick. He's not going to be able to defend his title at the match play. I think if he has a chance to come back for the Arnold Palmer last weekend of March, which is 3 weeks before the Masters, if he's got a chance to come back for that and defend his title there, I think he does it. So I think he's going to try all he can to be back for Bay Hill. If not, the first time we see him is at the Masters. And you alluded to, and there's the sounder. Thank you very much, Colin Holder. Real quickly before we move on, though, Pat, you alluded to Ernie Els. Ernie said in his thoughts, quote, his first tournament might be, I would guess, Bay Hill, said Els, who expects Woods to, would want to play a tune-up event before the Masters. The first couple of weeks when he comes back, the knee will swell up, and he's going to feel it. He'll feel it for another 6 months, so he's in for a bit of a treat, so to speak, but he's also in for another bit of a treat. He said, I know exactly what he's going through at the moment. It's a bit frustrating time, but in the same breath, it's great. It's a great time in your life because you can spend all this this time with your family and chill out for a while instead of traveling around the world. He's not in a great position, but he's in a better position personally. So it's kind of a 50-50 situation. That's Ernie Els.
Last little prediction on that, Russ. If for whatever reason he is not able to play in the Masters, if he doesn't feel like he can get himself ready, I think there's an outside chance. It's very small, but I think there's an outside chance if he does not play in the Masters, he doesn't play at all next year.
Oh, my goodness.
I think there's a small chance.
I disagree. I totally disagree with that.
I know. I'm saying it's small.
Why would he not want to come back for the U.S. Open? And
I think, no, he'll
want to
come back for all that stuff. But I think if that knee isn't ready the way he wants it to be ready.
Oh, you're saying physically doctors won't let him come back.
I think you might see him, very small possibility, extremely remote. If he doesn't come back for the Masters, he might not play at all next year. But that's, you know, that's just something from a couple doctors I've talked to with that type of knee injury. Again, saying, you know, and Tiger's obviously superhuman, so you have to put that out there.
Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Right now, we are entrenched in our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Rope segment, brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Challenge yourself on a course that has hosted the Ryder Cup, the PGA Championship, and now the Honda Classic. Come and play at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com.
All right, Russ, number two goes to you. This week we've had Phil Mickelson and Jim Furyk both comment that they think golf should be in the Olympics. Now, the earliest that can happen is 2016, which it'll probably be in Chicago. That's where I think
the finalists are Chicago, Rio de Janeiro, or Tokyo, Japan.
Tokyo because it's Asia. Rio, a little unsettled down there.
The fourth finalist is Madrid, Spain. Most people are saying Spain has no chance of getting it because they just had a Summer Olympics in 1992 in Barcelona. So, effectively, there's four finalists, but most people that know are saying Madrid has very little chance. So, it's effectively three finalists, Chicago, Rio de Janeiro, Tokyo.
Well, by that logic, though, because Atlanta had it in 96. But, you know, the U.S. is a different animal.
Exactly.
So, I think it's going back to Chicago, or it's going to Chicago for the first time. But that's the earliest that they could have golf for whatever reason. That's their goofy rules. I think they could have stuck it in this time if they wanted to. But nonetheless, Mickelson and Furyk have both logged in and said, hey, we think it's time that golf should be an Olympic sport. Where do you fall in on this?
I say definitely. There's no doubt about it. I think golf belongs in the Olympics. I think it's a perfect fit. You know, it's weird because golf would be entering the Olympics benefiting from two sports that Americans also love, baseball and softball. You know, both those sports are ending in the Olympics after this Summer Olympiad right now, in Beijing. So baseball and softball are both being eliminated from the Olympics after this go-around. And, you know, so we could be getting golf as early as 2016, but we're losing baseball and softball. But what is one of the most cliche sayings we've heard over the last couple of years, and I don't mean to degrade the saying, but we've heard it from, you know, the PGA of America does a great job of growing the game of golf. And the Masters just had this poll on their website, masters.org, this entire year, saying, you know, trying to elicit emails from golf fans. Send us emails. How do you think, your ideas, how we could better, quote, grow the game of golf, end quote. We've heard this phrase now for a number of years. It's a good phrase. I'm not saying it's a bad one, but it's become somewhat cliche because now everybody and their mother wants to grow the game of golf. Well, what's the best way to grow the game of golf? If you put it in the Olympics, there are going to be 168 countries around the world that all of a sudden have a sport now that they will focus on because it's one of the sports that can bring their country prestige around the world if they win a medal, gold, silver, or bronze. So it's a no-brainer that golf should be in the Olympics because that is, in my opinion, the best way to, quote, grow the game of golf.
I will say it should go in, Russ, but I'm going to give it this proviso. I don't think professionals should be allowed to play, at least for the first one. I want to see if this sport can take on its own aura, so to speak, with just amateurs. And you know, much like I think Jim Furyk said, let it be a guy, you know, who this is his main goal, is to win a gold medal playing golf in the Olympics. You know, and amateurs are those types of guys that they're not playing golf for money. They're strictly just playing it for the love of the sport. So I'd like to see it at least in the first year, just be for amateurs and see how it goes. You've already seen tennis in the Olympics, and it's like nobody cares. It's almost weird. Like nobody cares that Serena and Venus win gold medals. Right. I mean, you want to win it because of the U.S., but at the same time, I don't think they really get anything out of it. I think pros would probably enjoy it much like the Dream Team in basketball for the first time or maybe the second time, but after a while, they'd start bailing out of it too. So I'd almost like to see if they could keep it in the pristine form and have just open amateurs right now. But I will say this, Russ. I can't believe with an internet, a world, global sport like golf that it has not been in the Olympics for like 100 years.
Right.
You know, you talk about baseball and softball. Though, you know, we do have baseball in Japan, but it's really localized to the U.S. Basketball's
and Central America, you know, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Cuba.
But for the most part, it's pretty U.S.-centric. You know, basketball has grown, you know, by leaps and bounds, still a big part of its U.S. So you've got these sports that dominate really the Olympic landscape, and they're for the most part just U.S.-centric type sports. But golf is worldwide. I'm just
beach volleyball.
Yeah, you got beach volleyball. Nobody plays that except us. So it's amazing to me that golf, being the international sport that it's been and been for so long, has not been on the Olympic landscape for so long. But this should change it. I just think the pros should stay out of it, at least for the first one. Let's see how it goes. If it's completely boring and nobody watches it, fine. But I just don't want it to get to the point where you have, like, Tiger and Phil pulling out because they've got something else to do. And then it sort of gets into that tennis feel where, you know, half the players that are the real good players don't end up playing.
Well, we just heard the sounder, so it's time to move on. But real quickly, Jim Furyk has the same thought that you do. Furyk said, quote, "I want to watch the Olympic sports where basically professionals are not playing." So Furyk was basically lobbying for golf to be in the Olympics in 2016, but he doesn't want to be a part of it. He wants it just to be because he thinks it's good for the game of golf, but he wants to see amateurs compete in the Olympics, much like you said, Pat. As for Phil Mickelson, Phil wants to be a part of it, much like Phil. You know, he's egocentric. He's got a huge ego, and he wants to be one of the representatives for the U.S. He said, "Having golf an Olympic sport is exponentially more important to the game of golf than the majors are." So Phil is even putting more importance on the golf in the Olympics if it becomes a sport in 2016 than the four majors. I think he's probably one of the few players that would say that. I know for sure Tiger would never say that.
How about something, Russ, like a Ryder Cup almost format where you have countries playing against other countries?
Well, that's the big question. If golf is in the Olympics starting in 2016, what will be the format? Will it be medal play? Will it be match play? Will it be two-man team competitions?
You could do some cool stuff with it there, like, and really get the countries involved in it and not just have it be an individual, you know, type thing.
All right. Last topic for you, Pat. Speaking of the Ryder Cup, Paul Azinger came out with some by the way, Paul Azinger making the cut this weekend at Oakland Hills in the PGA Championship. How impressive is that? Guys like Lee Westwood, Vijay Singh missing the cut, and 48-year-old Paul Azinger, the captain for the Ryder Cup, makes the cut. Some good karma there. Good karma for the Ryder Cup team, Pat.
Keep hoping, Russ.
All right. Well, Paul Azinger did say this week in Bloomfield Hills on Tuesday during his Ryder Cup press conference that he doesn't see any way possible that the Americans are the favorites, even though it's on American soil this year at Valhalla. He said, quote, "I don't see any single positive for us, especially considering Tiger Woods is not on our team," Azinger said at the news conference. "I can't imagine how you can argue a team that would be better off without potentially the greatest player who has ever lived, certainly the greatest player of his era, without the team. As far as I'm concerned, it really puts the Europeans in a huge advantageous place. It puts Europe in a favorite role. There's no question about it," end quote. Pat, is there any way to argue that the Europeans are not the favorites for the Ryder Cup 1 month from now in Kentucky?
In my opinion, no. They are the clear, and I'll give you two reasons. 18.5 to 9.5 and 18.5 to 9.5, the last two times they played. The Europeans simply are better at this than we are right now. We were better than them for 50 years, but the tables have turned. They have figured out how to play this thing, have camaraderie, and enjoy themselves. We are tight as a drum. You know, Azinger's just taking a page out of Lou Holtz's poor mouth book where, you know, he's trying to motivate his guys by saying how bad they are. You know, and that's a good tact. It's something different. Maybe it will work. Saying the Tiger's not there. Now, I agree. I mean, Tiger's the best player in the world, but his Ryder Cup record stinks. He's like 10-13-2 or something. He doesn't care about the Ryder Cup. So maybe in a way, Tiger not being there might actually help the Americans focus and become more of a team and not look for him to do everything, which he can't do anyway, on this team to win. So from that standpoint, maybe just because the dynamic is different without Tiger being there and it back on U.S. soil, the U.S. being underdogs might help their focus and their ability to get through this thing. But with all that said, you're still going to have Sergio there. You're still going to have Kyle Montgomery coming off out of a wheelchair to make putts from all over the place. You're going to have all those no-name Europeans that you don't hear about the rest of the year.
Like Graham McDowell.
Paul McGinley. Yeah. All these guys that just show up and all of a sudden, you know, can beat all of our great players. So until something happens and they're able to turn around the 18.5, 9.5 point differential, I'm going with the Europeans. I will say the U.S., just because Tiger's not there and being back on U.S. soil, should have some kind of an advantage, or at least it's a different approach this time. But at the same time, those last two European victories were so dominating.
U.S. soil at this venue that we're playing at this weekend, Oakland Hills in Detroit.
Right. So until that starts to reverse itself, and that might take a couple Ryder Cups. I just don't know if it's going to happen this next Ryder Cup. No comment from Russ.
Well, no, my comment is, and we hear the sounder, so it's time to move on, but my comment is, I painfully have to agree with you that going in, there's no way to argue that the Europeans are not the favorites. However, I still think the Americans will win this Ryder Cup. They don't deserve to be the favorites going in because, exactly like you said, 18.5 to 9.5 in 04 at Oakland Hills and in 06 at the K Club in Ireland. So they don't deserve to be the favorites, regardless of if it's on American soil or not. The fact that Tiger's not there hurts them. I don't think it helps them. I don't buy into this. Well, Tiger's not there, so everyone thinks they got to take more on their shoulders. No. The best player in the world, and likely the best player ever to play the game, is not on your team. That doesn't help you. That hurts you. But I still think the Americans win. In regards to the teams, there are six guys that we know for sure. There's no doubt about it. They are on the team. That's the top six in the point standings. Stuart Sink, Phil Mickelson, Kenny Perry, Jim Furyk, Anthony Kim, and Justin Leonard. Those guys mathematically have no chance of falling out of the top eight. Those are top six right now. So they're in. There's going to be two more guys based on points who get in, and those two guys will likely come from the players who are currently between 7 and 16 in the point standings, including Woody Austin, Hunter Mahan, DJ Trahan, Rocco Mediate, Sean O'Hare, Zach Johnson, Brant Snedeker, and J.B. Holmes, who obviously, if J.B. Holmes wins the PGA Championship, he is in based on points. And because there's so many good players there between 7 and 16, Paul Issinger saying, quote, the four picks are going to be a lot more difficult than I originally thought. If I just take the top eight guys that are not in the top eight right now and go through 16, there are a bunch of quality options there for me. I've got a lot to think about between now and September 2nd.
Rush, you get John Daly, Boo Weekly, J.B. Holmes on this team. We need guys that can outdrink the Europeans and out-party them, and then we will win
John Daly is definitely on the Ryder Cup team, no doubt about it. That's for sure.
That's my prediction. We need beer drinkers on this team. That's straight-laced, guys.
There is another award-winning edition of the PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Rope segment, as we do each and every week, taking a look at a handful of hot topics in the world of golf, brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. What do Nicklaus, Palmer, Hagen, and Sarazen have in common? Find out when you play championship golf at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com.